The Giants looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Brewers. One of Milwaukee's top prospects, Brett Phillips, making his big league debut, and he would be tested defensively in the third inning. The Brewers leading at 2-0. Denard Span facing Junior Guerra.
And Span's going to lift one into left center field. That's going to fall in for a hit. Will it be more than a single? Span on the move. Here's a throw to second, and they got him. So that's going to leave it up to Joe Panic. And a base hit. Is that going to get Buster in? And it's going to get him in. And it's 2-1.
So one away. Here is Nunez. Swinging. There's a drive into deep left field. That one has a chance. Still going. Way back there. Adios, Pelota. And the Giants have tied it up. It is 2-2.
Got him. What a job by Jeff Samardzija. And that's his 10th strikeout. And the former Brewer is going to hit. And now Aaron Hill down the left field line. Is this fair? You bet it is. Posey scores. Crawford scores. The Giants take the lead.
The Giants snap a two-game skid, winning at 7-2. Jeff Samardzija the victory, allowing two runs, one earned, and 7 2/3 innings while striking out 10. Hunter Pence making his first start since coming off the DL, went 1-for-5. And Brett Phillips making his big league debut, went 1-for-3. Aaron Hill with a big pinch hit double in the seventh inning. He spoke after the game.
Well, nowadays, the back end of bullpens, you're not seeing anything really under 95. So it's one of those things, you know, you get prepared. You know, the fourth, fifth inning, you go in, you see some pitches, whether it's whether you're off a tee or flips, or we have a machine in there that's got good velocity. It's just to see some velocity through during the game to kind of get your eyes ready and just get loose, and you try to get a good swing off on a pitch up. I mean, for me, a guy's got a sinker, I try to look middle away just to kind of set my sights up. And you can't sit there looking to walk off the bench. You got to be ready to go, and you know, luckily I was able to handle the pitch.
You played here, and as a native Wisconsin, I want you to tell everybody how great Wisconsin is.
We had a great time while we were here, so I agree.
Bruce Bochy talked about the big pinch hit from Aaron Hill in the seventh.
Yeah. I was talking to Aaron about his time here, and he had a great time. He loved it here, and you know, he's our veteran, our experienced guy coming off the bench, and you know, so two outs, I decided to go ahead and hit for Orlando, and so good for Aaron. You know, that's why we have him, to help out in those situations, and he came through in a big way.
What's been the key to Sharks' control, say, in the last, I don't know, 7-8 starts?
You know, he just repeated his delivery. He's just been so consistent, and I think that's the reason. You know, he's not overturning or doing a couple of things that occasionally would come into play in his delivery. And you repeat that delivery, you're probably going to have consistent command. And he has been, I mean, right on with it, though, on both sides, and with the secondary pitches. For a big guy known for a power-type pitcher, he's got remarkable command and secondary pitches.
Up next, the series against the Brewers continues on Tuesday with Matt Cain on the hill.